5 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. The General Assembly's return to the Capitol Monday gave an opportunity for those upset with budget cuts to voice their concerns. Sean Crawford has more.
Social service advocates flooded the Capitol Rotunda to let lawmakers know their voices count. Amy Walker of Decatur says the developmentally disabled rely on state programs that are being hit hard by the cuts.
To me, it seems like the governor doesn't care about us if we have disabilities. And we want to tell him that if he doesn't care, then who will?
Lawmakers are under pressure to help social services prevent layoffs in other areas and hit off the closure of about a dozen state parks. The House and Senate are negotiating a way to restore money to the budget. Despite disagreement on what should be included and the price tag, most expect a vote could occur today. The money would come from sweeping funds from dedicated accounts. I'm Sean Crawford.
It's been 3 years, and only then it took Barack Obama to intervene. But Illinois finally has a campaign finance restriction in place. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
The new law will prevent businesses with state contracts worth at least $50,000 from contributing to candidates and office holders that control the contracts. The practice of rewarding campaign donors is a tradition in Illinois, but media reports show Governor Rod Blagojevich has taken it to new heights. Illinois Campaign for Political Reform Director Cindy Canary says this will help.
The public's tax money should be doled out in contracts to contractors to do the best job for the best price.
The measure had been in limbo since Blagojevich used his veto power to change it. But the Senate has now joined the Illinois House in overriding those changes. The Senate president had delayed action, but relented after a call from former state Senator Barack Obama. Republicans had criticized Obama for failing to step in. Immediately after voting on the legislation, a Senate committee approved a new measure containing the other ethical reforms recommended by Blagojevich. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An Illinois Senate committee wants to require insurance companies to cover expanded treatment for autism. It's the Senate's third attempt this year to approve the measure, which would require insurers to cover up to $36,000 a year and unlimited doctor visits until age 21 for people with autism spectrum disorders. Past efforts have failed or were bottled up by rulemaking requirements in the House. Governor Rod Blagojevich called lawmakers into special session to deal with the matter. The House adjourned without taking action. The bill now moves to the Senate floor for action. LED lighting could be coming to some streets in Urbana this fall. Public Works Director Bill Gray says the city is working with two manufacturers on pilot projects that would use their LED fixtures on city streetlights. The two companies are Sternberg Lighting, based in suburban Chicago, and Wisconsin-based Beta Lighting. Gray told Urbana City Council members last night that LED, or light-emitting diode technology, offers high-quality lighting and substantial savings.
I'm very encouraged by the photometrics, the uniformity, the light levels. The energy savings are in the 40 to 50% range. The lamp life is 100,000 hours, which is 6-8 times us going out and replacing metal halide or high-pressure sodium lights, so that means some savings there.
LED streetlight fixtures currently cost about 50% more than conventional lighting, but in this case, the manufacturers will be providing the lighting free of charge. Gray says if they decide to use LED streetlights on a larger scale, the long-term savings should more than offset the high initial purchase price. Alderman Charlie Smythe, a longtime crusader for energy-efficient street lighting, says he hopes the LED pilot projects can be up and running in a couple of months. Goodwin Avenue on the U of I campus is one possible site. It's already slated for a street lighting makeover, and Smythe says the LED lights could also be tested out at the new Crystal Lake townhomes, planned for the former Lakeview Terrace site. A shortage of road salt and higher salt prices can mean slippery roads this winter in Indiana. Heavy snow last year heightened demand for salt, and now many towns can't find enough of it. The shortage could force many cities to salt fewer roads, increasing the risk of accidents. Other communities in the state are abandoning road salt for less expensive but also less effective sand or sand-salt blends. LaPorte County Highway Superintendent Robert Young says drivers may suffer because of this. His county has 20,000 tons of salt on hand, only half as much as needed to last a normal winter. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank, offering businesses ways to focus on productivity with services such as credit card and check processing, cash management systems, and tools to streamline the back office. Commerce Bank, helping businesses succeed for more than 143 years.
It's 9:35. We'll check in with Ed Kieser. And Ed, I guess the next few days especially, close those windows and crank the air back up.
If you choose
not crank it up necessarily, but have it set a little over, in the mid-70s somewhere.
Yeah, I think the humidity levels aren't all that bad. So for some, you can get by without the air conditioning. For others, turn it on for a few more days. I'll probably leave it off. But it's going to be warm. Temperatures getting into the 80s in the afternoon. Overnight lows in the middle 50s to lower 60s. And that should be the case right into the weekend. So it's going to be rather warm for this time of year, not unusually so. Our average high temperature is around 73, 74 degrees, and the average low is up